You're listening to The Eastas with Cameron and Whitney.
Hello, hello, hello. Today is Thursday, the 20th of March, and you're listening to episode 3 of The Eastas, which is actually episode 3 2.0, because we did record in episode 3.
Yes, yes, we did. It was a wonderful episode 3.
It was very good. It was like an hour long. It was super funny and great, but Whitney's laptop hates us. So bad.
I told him before it was cursed. The laptop has never worked for me. And he goes, oh, it worked fine for me. So, of course, we put trust in something that should have never had trust to begin with.
Okay, it was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. And that voice you hear there is our very special guest, Alfredo. Alfredo, welcome to the podcast.
What's up?
So, you were on episode 3 1.0. And how good was it?
It was amazing, actually. I had a lot of fun.
Right? And here we are again. It's kind of like deja vu.
It kind of is, except now that we're at your house.
Touché. Yes, we have switched locations once again. We are now at my humble abode. So Alfredo, tell us a bit about yourself.
My name's Alfredo. I'm 18 years old. I work at Starbucks, and I have been working at Starbucks for about 5 months now, 6 months now.
I always forget you're such a baby.
Yeah.
I swear.
How do you like it, working at Shinebucks?
It's awesome. I like it. Actually, I never would have met you two guys.
Probably the best experience of his life, meeting us.
Probably the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Your young life.
I can easily say that. Literally, he's going to be 30 someday, and he's going to be like, wow, best part of my life is still meeting Cameron and Whitney.
Right?
Not even these kids. These kids I have. Screw that.
He names his kids Cameron and Whitney.
Oh, exactly.
That's what's going to happen.
That's how good we are.
We've impacted his life that much. Like, he's going to marry a woman named Whitney.
That works at a radio station.
His first son's going to be named Cameron. Or his first daughter, you know, it's a unisex name.
I don't Dad, mind. What was the best day of your life? And they're, like, expecting me to say, oh, the day you were born or the day I got married to your mother. No, I met up with these two people when I used to work at Starbucks. By far takes the
shine bucks. Okay. Okay, I know you keep saying, you know, the company that shall not be named. And I know whoever is listening to us isn't stupid, and they know where we work. But we work at Starbucks, okay? I'm going to lay that out for you right now. If you didn't know that before, I'm sorry. And if you are Starbucks, we will take donations to keep doing this. Just saying, it is like a fucking advertisement. That's what it is. But anyway, so how has your past week been at Shinebucks, Whitney?
Mine has been amazing, only because, well, found a car, gonna get a new car, and I've been excited. I'm actually gonna take this sweet little trip back to Oregon. I'm gonna go down to Ontario and take a flight down to Oregon, PDX, Portland. You know, that one city that Portlandia is filmed about, which is a terrible show because I lived near Portland. It's not as exciting as that. Just shit that out of your mind right now.
Well, what's going to happen is people are going to be waiting at the airport. Like, what time should you say our flights? I just realized I can't see what I'm doing, but I'm binoculars out their car window watching for Whitney.
For everyone that would like to snap a picture with this famous Twitter chick.
Famous Twitter chick?
She has like 30 followers, yeah. Guys. Woo!
That's
our podcast one. Yeah. But we would love more followers on our podcast one, for those of you who are so loyal and faithful.
Yeah, right? Loyal and faithful. I love that. I mean, we still have people. I mean, I actually had people come up to me, and they were like, dude, it's Monday. Where's the show? And I was like, oh, man. Like, I feel bad now.
Yeah. Guilt is a rough thing to deal with, but you know, we're going to do a double one for you guys. Since we were a little late getting this one out, we're still going to put out another one on Monday. So definitely be looking forward. You're going to have like a double dose, one on Thursday today, and then after the weekend, boom, another one.
Yeah, because we're actually on a dependable computer that I built myself, and it's...
You built this yourself?
Good. Yeah, I actually built both these computers.
Like, it's time for a little toot, toot. Cameron tooting his own horn there.
Well, I'm just saying.
It looks pretty good.
Right? Look how big that thing is.
He didn't build the TV.
I did not build the TV.
Oh.
He bought that.
That is actually a very cheap Emerson TV.
Alfredo was so excited. He goes, dude, the TV looks good.
But my TV does have a mustache on it, if you notice. Okay, no one can see the mustache, whatever. Alfredo, how has your week been?
It's not been bad. I've been working a lot with Whitney, which is always fun. And then I've been working with you a lot, Cam.
Yeah, which is always awesome, right?
It's actually trouble when we work together.
I don't like how you put more emphasis with Cameron. Awesome.
Okay, we understand.
There was awesome. There's a relationship here. We're broistas.
Yeah, me and Alfredo are two straight guys, but we're gonna get a domestic partnership and we're gonna adopt a baby together. You know, we're gonna make it in life. We're gonna get this little Asian baby.
I'm pretty sure I remember you guys talking about getting an Asian baby and then pawning it off on whoever you live with.
No, I don't see that as accurate.
And then teaching it its first words, I am China.
I am China, because that's pretentious.
I think it was I was made in China.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna learn Mandarin so I can communicate with this tiny human, and then
if it's a baby, doesn't it grow up speaking English like us?
No, we're only going to speak Mandarin around it, so it doesn't learn English.
So you first have to learn the extremely difficult language.
Mandarin Chinese. Wake up, get ready for school.
To anybody who's bilingual, I completely envy you, because that's a great, right? Like, great trait to have.
Unless you're bilingual with Spanish. That feels like it's a given nowadays. You don't get credit for that. You get credit for learning French, because that's fucking hard.
But being in Southern California, that kind of comes with a caveat, because
Southern
California.
You have to know how to speak Spanish to get around to California.
Dude, I mean, it's kind of bad when I'm driving around in the middle of Southern California and there's Mexican billboards, and I'm like, that looks interesting. What's it for? You know?
Unless you see the one from McDonald's and it says, ¿Esta como comida? You're like, oh! ¿Esta como comida? Literally, people that do speak Spanish are going to go, that's so stupid. She said something, something, food, or to eat. None of what I said makes sense, and I'm sorry.
The only thing I remember from Spanish class is, El gato en mi pantalones.
Is that cat in your pants?
That's what I was like, I heard cat in pants.
La biblioteca is the library. Supermercado. Boom, is the grocery. You buy avocados there, so it's a supermercado.
I was in Spanish for 3 years, and I always took the liberty to make up my own Spanish words until...
You just add O to everything.
Americano. That's actually correct, Americano. Anyway.
And it's a drink.
What?
But I would always take the liberty upon doing some myself, and I was around my Spanish teacher one day, and I was trying to say, like, I am embarrassed, and I was like, you know, yo soy, or estoy embarazado, you know, and the teacher looked at me, and they're like, you are? Like, should I say congrats? And I'm like, what? And she goes, embarazado means pregnant. And I was like, oh no! Like, I meant to say embarrassed! Now I really am embarrassed.
Yo soy supermercado. I am grocery store. Okay. But I'm sure the people want to hear about my week now. Thanks, guys.
Sorry. Okay,
so this past week, besides the very frustrating experience that I had on Monday with the show that we had recorded not working, Friday night was amazing.
Your show, right?
Yeah, because I had the concert, and I was really expecting it to be kind of a flop, because I'm playing at this place that's usually like a hood rat kind of club. It's like really dirty and dingy and weird.
Ghetto fabulous is what he's trying to say.
And so, like, you walk in there, and seriously, all over the rails, there's like human secretions and crap. Yeah. Oh, you're being club music. I get it now. I was like, too early in the morning for this. But no, and so it's just, and the bartender's really weird. Like, I had, someone bought me a shot after my set. They're like, oh, you did amazing, blah, blah. It was super good. So they bought me a shot. So I got a shot of Fireball, because I love me some cinnamon whiskey. You know what I'm saying?
I had a shot of that night, too.
Dude, take that shot. It is so watered down. You can't even, like,
it got drugged. That's apparently what happened.
No, it was like, they watered down their alcohol so bad, and like every drink people would get, they're like, "This is terrible."
I was asking, and you walk up to the bar and you're like, "Ooh, hell yeah, some hot, you know, bartenders back here." There's like 5-6 girls, two of them were Asian, so they were guaranteed flat stomachs. All of them had huge boobs
with
tank tops like pulled down to show huge cleavage. They were all super pretty in the face.
Super stupid.
Here's the problem. None of them were licensed bartenders. One of them had bartending experience, and the other ones were all hired that week.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's going to be busy. So they put all of them to work, and none of them knew what the hell they were doing. So they're like, make a drink, and they're like, So they try and ask the one girl who knows what she's doing, who isn't even licensed. Yeah. And it was just terrible. All the drinks were made wrong. No. I ordered a Jolly Rancher, and it was green. And I'm like, a watermelon Jolly Rancher is normally pink. And they're like, all we have is melon. And I'm like, no, it's made with watermelon pucker. And they're like, we don't have pucker. And I'm like, then what the hell did you make me?
No, Judy got a Captain and Coke, and it tasted like it was rum and Sprite. So it tasted like it was like that, you know, that pineapple rum.
I'm sitting here like, I wasn't allowed in. I'm not even of age yet.
We're waving at Alfredo through the one black window.
No, but the point is, the like show the back. Went really, really well. I've got nothing but positive feedback. Like, it was cool because there for, like, a couple days after that, like, at work, like, I was, like, the talk of the exchange. Everyone's like, you did so good, blah, blah. Because I had a lot of people show up.
Yeah.
Like, just me, myself, from everyone I invited, I only had two people that weren't able to show up. So I had, like, 20, 25 people there just for me. And then not including all the stuff that were there for Johnny and the other band and all that stuff. Like, it was a super good night. A lot of fun. I really do feel bad that the bar wasn't, you know, that great.
That's what probably didn't keep people around. In my opinion, the only people that really had it good was, there's this, mind you, also ghetto, but much better than being downstairs. Upstairs, there's a VIP section with some couches and stuff. They had, like, tiers of, like, cut strawberries and grapes and, like, dipping chocolate. And they all had their own personal bottle of vodka up there in a bin of ice. So they had a bottle of juice and a bottle of ice, and they were making their own drinks up there.
Okay.
So you could literally alcohol your own drinks and put as much as you wanted in there up in the VIP section for whatever. But downstairs, it was terrible.
Are you serious? Like,
You literally could have walked upstairs.
Yeah, because being a performer, I had VIP status.
Yes.
And then everyone's like, you should come to the VIP room.
There
and
was
like,
free.
Nah.
There was free finger sandwiches and like
no one told me this.
I said, I'm going to go upstairs finger and be like, I'm going to stay on here. And I was like, aight. So I went upstairs
and
ate some strawberries.
You didn't tell me there's finger sandwiches and you each get a bottle of vodka.
No, there's a bottle of vodka up there sitting in ice. So you can just make your own drinks up there.
Oh my God. Okay. Worst.
I'm sorry. Kirsten invited me up there, and we apparently were the only smart ones to go
Kirsten
up there.
Kirsten invited me up there, too. No, Corey even told me. He's like, hey, you're VIP. Go to the VIP section. But then Kirsten was like, yeah, it sounds kind of terrible. The sound is terrible up there because I tried it up before.
Yeah.
And then she was like, the sound's terrible, and it's really, really cold. They just got air conditioning blasting. And I was like, I don't want to go up there. That sounds miserable. Vodka and finger sandwiches? Damn it. Oh, well.
Now you know. Well, I'll take
advantage. Hey, anyway, the show was great. This past week, I've, you know, just been working. Alfredo's pretty much been at every shift I've worked.
I have. It's been quite wonderful, actually.
Yeah, and then, Whitney the Nazi has been there. Cool. No, I love you outside of work. Like, I absolutely, I am so in love with you outside of work, but friggin', at work, I cannot stand you, I swear.
Likewise, buddy. nothing personal, it's just business.
Yeah, I know, because like, as soon as we get off the clock, we're like, hey, let's go do something. Let's
go. On the clock, they're literally bumping heads all day. On clock, they're just, I'm like, guys, shut the hell up,
so
please.
So much electricity.
Like, I think it's because we're so similar.
I think so, too. Yeah, we have such like personalities, but it's, like I said, when you joke around, not everyone knows you're joking. Well, so you sound like an asshole, but really, you're not an asshole.
He's an asshole.
I should know. I'm just very sarcastic.
Yeah, and I speak sarcasm fluently, so we're fine.
Yeah.
But then it even becomes too much for me sometimes. I'm like, Cameron, just stop.
Chill out.
Need some burn gel?
Burn gel. You know what I'm drinking to cool down right now? I got something. Well, it's actually hot tea. So but right now I'm drinking some Twinings Irish breakfast tea.
Actually, they say that drinking hot tea during hot days is the best way to cool down because it makes you perspire more. And it actually causes you to sweat more, which makes you cool down.
So okay, that's actually correct. I don't need any help sweating. Yeah. Like, I'm already.
Especially, it's gonna be happening on our own, like, in the next couple of months here when it gets like 120 degrees.
Oh God, right? I hate the desert during the summer so much. I just realized we said the F word for the first time.
I did. I said it and I was like, oh no, I did it.
You deserve like a treat or something.
I really don't like that word. And I was like, flipping the F-bomb.
I'm going to give you a cookie. So you got any drinks for them to try?
My favorite are shortbread cookies. Anyway,
speaking... They get donations. They get a box.
Shortbread cookies, thank you. Lorna Doone will do. But, well, drinks to try. I recently made a drink, yesterday actually, and it was amazing. I posted it to our Twitter feed. So if you go to @followistas and check out our Twitter feed, it was, retweeted and favorited from my site. It's called the Confetti Cupcake, or Confetti Cake. One of the two. I made it in a grande-sized frappuccino, so that's what this recipe is for. If you want to check out the frappuccino, remember, it is posted. But the recipe goes, it's made with breve, which is half and half. It gets the full amount of caramel flan syrup. It has 1 pump of white chocolate, 1/2 pump of hazelnut, and chips. And optional, you can add a scoop of vanilla bean if you really want it a little bit sweeter, but it's pretty sweet as it is. Mind you, this is a non-coffee beverage, but it tastes exactly like birthday cake, and it's amazing.
It was pretty good.
Super good.
It was pretty good.
You also made the blueberry pancake yesterday, which I didn't like as much, but the confetti cake, oh my god.
I wasn't expecting the taste, to be completely honest. Like, I was like, oh, it's just another drink, so I go for it, and I'm like, oh boy.
Right?
Oh, like, boy. I
just, sweet angels.
It was like yesterday was my birthday. I was like, oh my god.
That's what we all kept mentioning. It was like, it tastes exactly like birthday cake.
And like, really, I was just trying to make a pancake frappuccino. Like, I'm going to make something that tastes like pancakes. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, confetti birthday cake.
Yeah, you totally failed, but you didn't failed you sample in like, out to a great couple, way.
It failed in a success. Like,
yeah.
Didn't like you sample out back. To a couple customers yesterday too?
Last night I had this, I had these customers last night, these two guys that came in like 10 minutes before they closed, and they're like, hey, we don't want to be those assholes, but, can we still order drinks? I'm like, you know, you're not the asshole unless you walk in right at 9 o'clock when we close and order like 5 frappuccinos for your friends that are working still.
Oh, right.
Then we hate you. Or a coffee traveler at 8:55. We're like, thank you for nothing.
Has that happened to you before?
That happened at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I had a guy come in and be like,
yeah.
Hey, can I get a, 2 coffee travelers? And I was like,
do you realize?
You know, we just closed, like, security was just walking around, and I was like, you know, normally I would tell you no, but here's the thing, buddy. I know you're probably getting it for some other guys that are probably going to have to stay up all night. So I'm going to do it for you this time. But next time you got to allow 15 to 20 minutes to order this thing. And he's like, thank you so much. And I told security, hey, give him 10, 15 minutes till I'm done. And I stayed up until 9:15 to get this guy's traveler.
Uh-huh. I was like, that was like my badass. Good. You're that like, security, don't lock that door.
No.
like Hans Zimmer makes your life music. Doom, 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 doom. Like Inception, Batman, all that crap, whatever. Hans Zimmer. Look him up. Google it.
Google it.
It's now a verb.
Hear that, Google? Google it. We're still accepting donations and advertising opportunities if you want to throw us some of those.
Just saying, hey, I will talk about anything for money. So, Westboro Baptist Church, we'll advertise for you. Alfredo, do you have any drinks that you would like them to try?
Oh, definitely. I get this on the daily. I get a passion tea lemonade with 9 Pumps Classic. It is by far my favorite drink ever. I mean, I'm still young, so I still have a sweet tooth for about everything that's sweet.
Still young, and you're going to be for a few years
then,
to come.
Yeah, and the sweeter it is, the better it is, and that's exactly what this is. Passion Tea Lemonade with 9 Pumps Classic. It's going to blow your mind. It's awesome.
I'm not a huge fan of passion tea.
I love it
personally.
So much.
Like, we had to do the tea tasting. Like, that was my least favorite tea was the passion. Or the joy. Because joy is passion black and green just thrown together in a bag. You're so confused when you're drinking. You're like, ooh, that's definitely just like passion. Wait.
Did you say joy tea?
Yeah.
Joy tea is just black and green oolong teas.
No, it is
There's
gross.
No passion in it.
Well, it's gross.
And it has hints of jasmine and vanilla. It's delicious. I love jasmine tea.
See, leave it to the coffee master. Make you feel like an idiot.
Right? And this is tea, so.
I learn about this stuff and then it just gets stuck. It's like.
Coffee master.
Knowledge for life.
The drink that I would like people to try. Is I've been super sick, and I'm still sick, and it won't go away. And so our coworker, Lexi, showed me this, because I'm a huge fan of green tea. You know, I do the green tea peppermint all the time. But she made this green tea with no water. You add soy and 6 melted honeys. That's for the venti size. And it's kind of a bitch to make, because you have to melt the honey and put it in and shake it. Like,
yeah, it sucks.
Lot.
It sucks.
But it is really good. If you don't like soy, you can do it 2%, and it's just as good. Mm. Like, it is super good. But I don't know. It just makes you feel better.
I just don't think you realize when you make it how many honeys you want, though. Like, you literally grab a handful and stick it in, like, warm water. I'm literally cutting the head. Like,
yeah, it says
every single one.
It says six on the cup. I end up having, like, 15. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
And we're literally, like, spending, like, 10 minutes on just his drink alone. Oh, no. So
what you do is...
That's what you call a diva drink.
That's exactly what you call a diva drink.
Look at you, Ricardo. You take them out of the hot water, all of them. You hold them in your left hand.
Get some scissors.
All 15? All of them at the same time.
All 15. Scissors. Now be careful.
You can at least do six at a time.
Use scissors, cut open the honey. Now tilt your left hand 180 degrees. Honey falls in the cup, bro. It's not hard.
Oh my
God. You have to do each individual honey.
Or just another great drink too for when you're sick is, you steam lemonade to 180 degrees and then you actually pour it over a refreshed tea bag with two to three honeys. I only do a short. Size at a time. It's just 8 ounces. So I say 2 to 3 honeys for a short. But if you're going to do bigger sizes, you can obviously add more honey or not.
Definitely going to try that. It sounds good.
No. Fresh tea steeped in hot lemonade is amazing for a sore throat and also to open up or clear your nasal passages.
Yeah,
because so
that day
amazing.
I was at work feeling terrible. You made that for me. And like instantly, like half an hour after,
you
I felt
breathe.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, I started feeling like crap again. But like for that half an hour, like that tea was amazing. I actually got, I got myself and Jasmine one of those on Friday before our show to like open up our throats and stuff like that. And that's why we sang so well.
My dad always used to gargle, like lemon water or like hot lemonade before a show because it always, he said it would relax his vocal cords.
Well,
so
that's not manly. I was like, my dad used to gargle nails.
Whoa. Whoa.
No, my dad's whoa. Also a musician. So
it's like my dad's no longer with us. but he is. I was just kidding.
JK.
He never gargled nails. Do you have any customer connections this week, Whitney?
Actually, Cameron, I'd like to hear your customer connection first.
No, you don't. Alfredo, do you have any customer connections this week?
Cam, I heard you had a really great customer connection.
I cannot be the only one who connected with our customers.
No, I'll tell you about a customer connection. I just want to hear yours first. This happened yesterday, by the way.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So.
No bueno.
So yesterday, I was on register, right? And so...
Which we were all working at the time, so it made this, like, four times funnier.
Yeah, Alfredo was on bar, Whitney was our shift supervisor, and there was, our coworker Casey was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was me, and I was on register. And these three kids come up, and they're, like, you know, ranging anywhere from, like, 13 to 15 kind of thing. And, you know, they're just being loud, obnoxious, and weird. And
stuff that 14, 15, 16-year-olds do.
Yeah. And so...
16's pushing it.
Yeah. And like, they didn't really know what they were talking about kind of thing. Like, when I was like, oh, I want a Java chip frappuccino, but I don't want any coffee in it. I was like, oh, that's the double chocolate chip. They're like, no, I want a Java chip without any coffee in it. I was like,
All right, just charge for a
Java
chip.
Yeah, I was like, whatever, done. And so I just wrote double chocolate chip and was on my way. And so the other girl... She's like, well, I don't know what I want. And I was like, well, do you need me to help you?
I think that's when I walked by and I started hearing the conversation.
And I was about to go through my whole questionnaire, like I do hot, cold, you know, coffee, not coffee, blah, blah. And I asked them all these questions. I figure out their perfect drink. I'm really good at that. Well, she's like, I don't want to answer questions. Just make something up. So I was like,
wow.
Okay. So I was like, well, just tell me, do you want hot or cold? You know, so it ended up being a frappuccino with coffee. And so I actually made her your confetti cake frappuccino, but as a base Java chip.
Oh, okay.
And so it turned out really good, apparently, is what she said. So she really liked it. And then they had the, like, their freaking 11-year-old younger brother was like, I just want coffee. I was like, what? They're like, just give me black coffee. I don't know, he's trying to be all manly.
He's like, I just got one hair on my nuts.
I was like, do you want decaf coffee? He's like, what do I look like? He's like, do I look like a punk?
You legit said that?
Yeah. What? Dude, you're hanging out with your two older sisters. You're in like a Power Rangers t-shirt. Yes.
You look like a punk.
Ordering straight black coffee.
Yeah.
That kid's a boss.
No, but later on it came up. He's like, can I get this? Can I get French vanilla put in this? Yeah, sure, whatever. Comes back again. Can I actually get some milk in this?
No.
I was like,
no,
yeah.
You wanted a latte.
Yeah, man, you're ridiculous. I told you, you little punk. Anyway.
Looking cool is harder than it looks.
So they go about their business or whatever, and they're leaving, and the girl whose frappuccino I came up with comes back up to me, And she was talking, she's like, oh, can I have the recipe, blah, blah, what's your name? And then she starts asking me, she's like, how often do you work here? I've never seen you before, blah, blah, you know, what time do you get off? And I'm like, wait a second, what is going on?
And mind you, this is one that's 14, right?
Yeah, this 14-year-old has the nerve to come up to me, the dude who looks like he's 26 with a big-ass beard. Like, and this 14-year-old asked me for my number. I was so uncomfortable. It was weird, and I just, like, I felt gross.
The best
like,
part was Casey, a girl that works with us, she actually looked at Cameron and goes, did you give it to her?
Yeah, that was the funny, like, it was a couple of, I mean, that was one of the most hilarious parts. Another part was that, like, probably 2 or 3 hours continuing on with the day after that, we were just blah, like, weird,
right?
We were sitting there just, it was not that great afterwards. It was,
like, seriously, I just came home and showered. I was like, I'm gross. just the fact
she's
that it happened.
She's a man eater, make you work hard.
Like, it made me feel like a pedophile. I mean, I didn't do anything. All I did was make this 14-year-old her drink, and then she just started hitting on me hardcore, bro.
Like, you probably gave someone out in the PX the sexy face. And she loves her.
I have no idea. I just know that is not okay. Whoever this girl is, if you're listening, stop it. Get your life together. I don't want to see you on Maury. Just stop it. Okay?
Dr. Phil's got some words for girls like you. Yeah.
Don't be a whore. Okay? I know your daddy's in the Marine Corps. You get whatever you want. Can't have me. I'm just saying.
Can't have me.
I just feel gross talking about it. Like,
right. Well, I'll switch to my customer connections.
Oh, thank God. 760-888.
Anyway, so my customer connection was actually with the two guys that came in 15 minutes before closing, and they're like, we don't want to be an asshole.
I was already gone.
Two guys came in, and they were being pretty nice, you know, just chatting with us, and we were pretty dead, just trying to get up some last minute closing tasks done.
Wasn't that the guy that always wears the purple suspenders and the belt and all that?
I don't know his name, but
yeah,
it
he
was
always
him.
Comes with a different name.
And then his friend came in with him, and his friend was the one that was talking to me, not the guy in the purple silk shirt with suspenders. By the way, don't wear suspenders and a belt.
Yeah, that's just
weird. It looks weird. Just wear one or the other, suspenders or a belt, not both. Anyway, and if you're required to wear a belt because you're a Marine, lose the suspenders. So.
Touché.
So, anyway, his friend that came in with him, which I believe was also a Marine, walks up and he goes, you know, I wasn't going to order anything, but, make me something. And I was like, you know, working on the bar, cleaning up some stuff. And Casey goes, Whitney, come here, make this guy something. And I was like, okay. All right. So I walk over there and I was like, you know, do you want something like good or bad? And he goes, well, not good or bad, but
good
like
or bad.
Hot or cold.
Yeah. You want to fuck it up or do you want
to
screw it?
Legit, just throw some shit in the blender.
The Google Frappuccino.
The Google Frappuccino.
Yeah. What's in this? Google it. I really want to make that for somebody. If that little girl ever comes back, I'm be like, what's in this? Google it. It's going to be so gross. We'll test her devotion then.
I make the confetti cake frappuccino for this guy, and I was telling him about the blueberry pancake one as well, and made the confetti cake one, and he's sitting at the bar, and he takes a drink, and he goes, oh my god.
He literally, like,
so good.
He loved it
so much. And I was like, yeah, I'm glad you like it. Made it today. That's what amazing things happen when you come in to see me at Starbucks.
It's Shine
and
Bucks.
So, oh, Shine Bucks.
Now so, you're doing it. Yeah. Afraid of your infectious.
I am.
Afraid you have this air about you that makes everyone fuck up.
Yeah. It smells musky. It's weird.
Kind of like pine trees and shaving cream. But really didn't shave.
Yeah, because I'm
where
like,
do you shave?
Gerard Butler beard going on.
The question
on.
Is not when, but where.
My God. New segment. Manscaping with Fredo. We'll have a nice little theme for it. Like,
I'm going to be in like one of those sweaters like Mr. Rogers.
He's only wearing a sweater, though.
So and today, this is how you hold a razor.
Right, today, we're going to try out the Gillette Pro Glide 4 blade.
Made specifically for Alfredo.
Anyways, your customer connection.
Back to my customer connection.
It's just 10 minutes of it watching him shave his chest. I'd buy that. Anyway, continue your story.
So I meet this guy, the confetti cake frappuccino. And a few minutes in, he threw some kind of drink, or like some kind of like, it was some pun at me about being an angel. And I laughed, but I was like, wait, I'm going to walk away now. Because he was sitting there and he's drinking it and he goes, this tastes so good. He's like, you know, next time I come in and I see you, I'm just going to light up. It's going to bring just a glow to my face. And I was like, oh, you know, thanks. That's awesome. What do you say to that, by the way? It's like,
right?
Thanks.
No, stay dark. Stay dark.
Or
don't light
should
up.
I call security? Anyway.
Yeah, tweet in your best pickup lines.
Please.
At Followistas.
At Followistas, best pickup lines. We'd love to hear them. I'm going to use them on customers, so I'll tell you the customer connections next time.
Or I'll use them on customers.
Yeah, that seems like a really good
idea.
The
next 14-year-old that strolls in.
Okay, let's never talk about that again. I'm not purring to that. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen.
But I ended up, before they left, the guy was like, you know, I'm not even thirsty because I have this one drink, but I'm tempted to go buy the other one so I can try the blueberry pancake. And I was like, well, I'm not going to make you do that. So I made a sample for them. Mm-hmm. And they were drinking. They're like, oh my God.
They
love
this.
This is so good. And he's like, how do I come in and I order this? I'm like, well, honestly, I don't know if someone can make it for you, but we posted the recipe in the back room and they're like, oh, I'm going to get this next time. So I think I just made some new customers, regulars out of them.
Didn't he offer you food for that though? Like,
oh yeah. By the way, they gave me free Taco Bell, so...
Free Taco
She's
Bell.
She's like, I couldn't remember the rest of the night after that, after I ate the Taco Bell, right. But...
And I woke up in the barracks. Weird.
No, really weird. They were like, yeah, make a drink, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay. And they're like, by the way, here's some free Taco Bell. And I was like, deal!
Okay.
Sold with free Taco Bell.
I actually have a really funny story about waking up in the barracks. It wasn't me.
Oh.
But I was out with this girl. Like, I was on a date with this girl, and I was with my
he
old
had
roommate.
Emphasized girl,
like, yeah. I really had with
woman.
You here it's really hard
woman.
Anyway. But so I was out at a bar with this girl, and then I was with my old roommate Kiana, and so this dude walks up and the girl I'm with freaks out, and I'm like, okay, what's going on, blah blah. Apparently it was like her ex-husband, so I'm like, well, date's over. Cool. So me and Kiana just go hang out because she's being weird at this point. And so we're outside smoking and she comes out and she's like, hey, my friend's going to pick me up. And we're like, cool. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. And she's super drunk, by the way. Mm. And so I can't make this up. I kid you not. This like brown, like 86 caddy rolls up blasting freaking Drake. Like, sorry from Bob now here. And I was like, oh my God, what is this guy? Dude comes out. He's like, yo, get in the car, girl. And I was like, whoa, you're leaving with this guy? Are you serious? She's like, yeah, let me. And so we let her go. Next morning, we both get a text. She's like, oh my God, Wyatt, where'd you let me go? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I woke up in the barracks this morning all alone. I don't know what I'm doing. Who did I leave with? I was like, you were gung-ho to leave with this guy, and then now you're getting mad at me because you woke up in the barracks? Like, that was same girl that got left in Vegas.
That's
BT-dubs.
That's shitty luck, by the way. If you get left in Vegas...
Yeah.
You obviously shouldn't have gone, like...
Yeah.
It was a blind date that my roommate set up, and it turns out she works at this, like, Chinese food place that me and Andy go to all the time. I walk in and see her, I was like... I feel like I want McDonald's now. I might wake up in the barracks sometime. So, Alfredo, you got
stripped
any...
of dignity.
Just stripped of dignity?
Dignity.
But you said, drop that. Da-da-da. You don't have any customer connections, Alfredo?
No,
how sad.
I was, well...
You don't connect with
anybody.
Not too much, because recently I've just been in the back, actually. I've been, like, store support a lot.
Yeah, I mean...
I have actually been in the back... Quite
well,
a bit.
Okay, might I add that when you love to close and you say, I want to be a closer all the freaking time, you're guaranteed to be bar store support, like, flexible.
Yeah. It's not that I don't like it, okay?
But
it's,
you're guaranteed it. So
okay,
if you say
okay. I don't have a problem.
Really
no.
I love closing, by the way. Closing is just,
when
it's
you're
my
store
jam.
Support, you look like you hate life.
And
like,
you're basically everybody else's bitch for the day.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because it could be like, freaking, and I'm not gonna say names, but someone is the worst. When they're on bar and you're store support, they're like, oh, can you do this for me? Oh, can you do that for me? And I'm like, listen, Trick, I got other stuff to do! And they're like, hey, can you, like, do all this? Can you make this drink? I'm like, no, bro.
It's like, who's on bar?
And I call girls bro, so I'm not pointing out any guys or anything. I just want to point that out. Okay?
Bro is a universal term?
Bro is a universal term. Bruh.
Bruh.
Just like the term guy, it's actually unisex.
Oh, yeah. Snap. And Noah's just half the power.
G.I. Joe. Go, Joe. That's funny. Oh, yeah. So...
funny thing.
Leading up to this, we're actually gonna have a contest of sorts. I'm sure that you like Shinebucks because you're listening to us talk. And if you're listening to us and you don't even like Shinebucks, then I wanna hug you anyway because that makes me feel happy. Do you wanna talk about it? Do you want me to talk about it?
Hells yeah. So.
That we didn't have answer a question. That was yes to two questions. Well, we talk about when we talk about it. Hell yeah!
you asked the second question while I was processing my answer.
So. Loading. You see a little scroll wheel in front of her face.
This is like spinning thing buffering. Like
I have this famous pause. Even when I'm at work, someone's telling me, I'm like, "All right, what's going on with the shift?" And someone will come up and start telling me what's going on, and I won't respond. I'll just sit there and stare at them and like nod. And they're, like, waiting for a response from me, mm-hmm. and it won't happen. And then finally be like, all right, cool. And I'll walk away.
Yeah, like, literally, we were waiting that long just to hear that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And people are like, we never know if you really understand us because you give us the deer in headlights look. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I understand you perfectly. I'm just processing what I'm going to do next.
No, that
and
happens so, on this show.
Yeah.
Like, we listen to episode 1 and 2. Like, I love listening
the
to
famous
it.
The famous Whitney pause.
Yeah, it's so funny because I'll be like, yeah, blah, blah. And so I was walking my dog the other day. Have you ever walked your dog, Whitney? Yeah, once before, I was like, oh my god. And she's like, edit those out. And I was like, no, this is gonna be a thing now. Like, we're keeping everything in. Do you overthink it now? Do you like?
Sometimes I do. Now I think it's just like, I'm so gung-ho to spit it out that I stumble over my words sometimes, but it's really not so bad. Anyway, back to the competition. So, all of you followistas listening to this, we have a competition going right now. We're starting as soon as we release this podcast. It's going to go up until, what is it, the first week, end of the first week of April? Is that how long we want to run it?
You know what? Since I think we missed a show, I don't think we should put a deadline on it. I think it should just...
No deadline?
It should just happen when it happens.
As soon as it happens?
Because people love us enough, it'll happen.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, they're getting a free gift out of it. So I think that we should put a little deadline, a little crunch time on these people.
Okay, how about...
April 10th?
April 10th. Let's see.
That gives them just over, you know, almost 3 weeks.
Looking at the calendar right now. Let's do April 14th because it's a Monday when the show will be out.
All right. April 14th is your guys' deadline.
You're right. April 11th will be the deadline so we can announce the winner on the 14th.
All right. Kidding. So.
And that's live podcasting for you.
April 11th is going to be the deadline for the podcast. So the competition is that you go onto our iTunes and look us up. We are the Eastas. Look up our podcast, select it, and then write a review. Once you write a review, the 20th person to write a review will cut off. So whether it's April 11th or not, we're going to cut the competition and we're going to pick out of the first 20 people to write a review. However, once you write us a review, email us so that we've got your personal information as far as like an email to let you know that you've won. So write a review on our iTunes podcast and then email us at followistas@gmail.com. Followistas@gmail.com. Send us an email, let us know, and we'll keep it down track. At the end, you're going to get a free gift. We're not going to tell you what it is, but it is of a $20 value. And we'll get that sent out to you.
I wonder, does it come in card form?
Does it?
I just, never mind, that's a bad idea. we really need to make Followistas mugs, I'm just saying. It really needs to happen.
I would enjoy a Followistas mug. Plus, well, I mean, eventually, maybe when we get to like 100 episodes and we work from there, maybe we'll start doing t-shirts for people. You know, t-shirt competitions. We'll see how that goes.
Speaking of cards, yesterday, it's a quick little funny thing. Cam walked up to me, because I was on bar yesterday.
Yeah.
Some of the time, and Cam walked up to me, he's like, I have 5 cards here. And they were Starbucks gift cards. They have 5 cards here, and one of them has $5. He's like, the only thing he said to me right after that was pick wisely. Like, that was it. And so I was literally looking at it, I was like, alright, one of these can pay for a drink. Yeah. And I really want one. So
my whole thing was, I was really bored, and there was no one there. And so what I did was, I had a bunch of gift cards that people had left at the counter, like, used up. And so I put $5 on one of them. And what I was doing is, like, for customers, and then, like, Whitney and Casey and everybody, I had them pick. And if they picked the right one, then I was going to buy them a drink. Well, no one ever picked the right one, because what happened was I did it, like, all, like, psychologically. Because I had two green cards with, like, coffee cups on them, but they were different. I kept forgetting which one had the $5 on it, so I kept having to check. But it was the one with only one coffee cup was the one with the $5 on it. The one with the little ones didn't have it. And so everyone would always pick, like, the older looking cards because they're just cool. And, like, psychologically, you're like, oh, that's the card with $5 on it. But it wasn't. See? So I did this
This is the funny part.
I did this for about an hour, right? And then we kind of got a little busy. So I stopped doing it for a second just to get the line down. And so I have this pile of receipts on my register. So I do like I always do. I scoop them up and throw them away. And then I'm just go about business. Well, Whitney takes out the trash that's behind me. And we're really slow again. And a customer walks up. So I reach down to where my gift cards were. I had thrown them away with my receipts. So I just threw away $5. Like, awesome. Like, I'm so happy about that now.
You literally just threw away a $5 bill. I'm like, wow.
I was trying to be a nice guy, play a little game, and then it just screwed me in the end. Now some hobo is going to find it, and he's like, oh, God. He's going to have psychic ability, too. He's going to be like, this has $5.
Like, see right through the card, right?
I think this just goes to show that nice guys never win.
Right? Apparently. Nice guys finish last, man. I've lived this my entire life. Which brings up the next point really well, actually, is I'm a pretty nice guy, I think, you know, and Alfredo.
Aside from the fluent sarcasm.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, you have to have fun in life. I feel like when you grow up, you've already lost. You know what I'm saying?
All right, too deep. Moving on.
It's about to get deeper. Are you ready for this?
Ooh, that's what she said.
You ready for how deep I can go? Oh! I just said, are you ready for how deep I can go? Oh, this is gross. Anyway. Alfredo's a pretty nice guy.
I am.
But there's something about us that I guess some people just don't understand. You know?
Like Guido hair?
What? I don't have Guido hair. I just...
He has
slick back
hair.
Like an Italian
It's not
monster.
Slick. No, it's just like a comb over kind of slash.
The comb over?
I don't even know how to describe
no
it.
No one will like, see him. No one's going to know.
They're going to look at his Twitter account. They're going to be like, wait a minute.
That might be that guy.
And they're going to realize it's not Guido hair. It's perfectly fine the way it is.
Like, just swept back gangster comb over.
It's like, oh, gangster comb over. Just give me all the money. And a comb. That's like, guys, like, I used to have one chain, then I got another, and now my name's Two Chains, unlike my brother. Anyway, so I have tattoos, and I used to have facial piercings and stuff like that, and I also have a really glorious beard. Alfredo has plugs in his ears, and so...
Well, my tattoos doesn't show either.
Yeah, so your tattoos don't show, so... The thing is, when I go to work, they make me... First of all, I had to take out my snake bites, which is kind of lame. Second of all, I have to cover up my tattoos. Like, I seriously bought some Dr. Scholl socks, cut the foot off, and I wear them like compression bands over my arms. You can't tell they're socks, so it's nice. But I still have to cover them up, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And covering then tattoos and piercings and stuff.
Alfredo has gotten bitched at I don't know how many times about having his plugs in.
It wasn't even the fact that, like, that we weren't allowed to have plugs to begin with. It was the fact that only one person actually complained to MCCS that I had my plugs in. And personally, I think that if I have plugs that match my uniform, then yeah, it looks a lot better than having empty holes in your ears.
And they're not even that big. People are thinking plugs are like, oh my gosh, he's got things like the size of small ping pong balls in his ears. No. Yeah. His are small. They're like the size of a dime or a penny. So they're actually not that big.
They're 3/4 of an inch.
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger than a penny.
Just a little bigger.
But maybe a nickel.
They're 3/4 for everybody nickel. Who knows.
You know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway.
Chop top. Anyway. Yeah. I think it's ridiculous that I have to cover up my tattoos and now they're doing this thing. I have worked at Shinebucks for 7 or 8 months now and I got hired with a beard even bigger than this one. And now some random freaking bro from the Navy is going to walk in and be like, hey, guess what?
Wasn't he actually, like, the head of the health inspectors on base?
He was the head of the health inspector.
He wasn't some random bro. Like, he was the head. Not a health inspector, but the head of the health inspectors.
His corpsman gave me my health card, and I asked him about my beard, because I realized some people were weird about that. And he told me straight out, like the corpsman told me, Navy hospital regulations says I can have my beard as long as it's not longer than my thumbnail.
That's probably for the naval hospital, though. We're food service workers, so food service workers go by a different regulation. So that's why we were supposed to be following that one.
Like, he continues to tell Whitney that we now have to shave our beards or wear a beard net.
And that's for the pros.
I don't know, some of those female Marines might get a job here and they might have to wear a beard net too.
I'm sorry, but I look at least like 5 years younger without my facial hair. I look 14, 13 probably.
I go from 26 to 14 without my beard.
Exactly.
Can somebody cue that Britney Spears song? Still a girl, not yet a woman.
What? I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Never mind.
It's just so ridiculous. I mean, here I am. I'm an individual person. I work at a job where on the inside of the apron, it reminds me to be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. One of the core values of Shinebox is to be genuine.
And yet, here they are, breaking my humanity down to where I'm nothing but a freaking drone.
What they're really saying is pretty much, we want you to be genuinely fake, because they're trying to take away everything that makes you, or not allow you to talk about it in most senses, because they want you to be customer friendly forward. And there's no problem with being customer forward, but you can still be yourself. You know, I think that, when they hire people and they have set these expectations, it would be different had it started different. Like, so had the tattoos and piercings been completely acceptable, it wouldn't have fit the image. But they're trying to make every barista that has these wonderful personalities and this great things about them that make them, like, you know, your piercings and your tattoos all tell stories about yourself and, you know, describe certain aspects of your personality. And then they're trying to say, but don't express that to them. Not through your image.
Yeah.
Be genuinely fake. We want you to be normal and nice and outgoing enough to where it sounds like it's genuine. But it's really not, because you're not allowed to be who you are.
Which I think is terrible. Like, it feels like I'm working for a bunch of hypocrites, is what it feels like. And I understand that we have that whole military aspect thrown in there. And they actually have a lot of things going on with tattoos right now. About how, like, you can't get in if you already have tattoos, but you're, like, grandfathered in if you already have, you know, like, sleeves and stuff. So, it's a weird thing. But me, like, I work in the service industry. Like, especially working at Shinebox, people come in just to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have tons of people that come in, and they'll just come to talk to me.
They won't even order a drink sometimes. Yeah. That's just how much they love us.
We have people to come in to talk to Alyssa. Like, just Alyssa. You know, like, we have people, like, individually. We are people's baristas, you know? Like, I have this one woman that comes in, like, her parents were visiting, and she seriously, like, looked at me like I was, like, a showcase. She's like, oh, this is my broista. Ha ha, he says broista, cute. Mm. Like, I'm, like, her hairstylist, because I'm the one she goes to when she goes in, you know? And, like, she knows that I have tattoos. She, like, she knows all this stuff. Like, she always compliments my beard. Like, every time I see her, she's like, looking good, blah, blah. Like, when I shaved it, she was like, never again. She's like, I'm never gonna come back until your beard's back. And I was like, you got it. Fine. And
so,
yeah.
As of right then, he just muscled all out. Like,
see
the
how much
he
loves
right
to serve, ladies?
Right? I give him a bass guitar with my tongue. No, I'll put some Miracle-Gro on, whatever. And now, like, my beard
rubbing dirt on his face.
My beard is finally back to where I like it, you know?
I like it a little bit more trimmed, a little bit shorter.
Yeah, well, you know.
Mine's, like, perfect length.
Lush.
I'm all gonna throw it out. No, but, like, I hate...
Sticks a pick in his beard.
If you ever seen Undercover Brother, his hair is Cam's beard, so...
That's good. I like that. No, but
I'm gonna get you a beard pick.
Yeah, it's so.
Those are cool, by the way. Those are really cool.
You wouldn't need one.
No, I mean, I don't. But those are really cool. I don't know if you've ever seen them.
Oh man, it's terrible that we work in a place that preach, you know, generosity and being genuine, and you know, like you have to connect with people. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, how am I ever gonna connect with anybody if I can't even, you know, be comfortable in my own skin?
Yep. The weirdest thing, too, is if you look at how, like, psychologically we connect with other people is we first find something similar. So you don't normally pick the person at work that's the complete opposite of you to go and hang out with first. Normally you dig around a little bit, you get to know people, and you find someone with similarities before you make friends with them. You're like, oh, you know, you like to skateboard? I like to skateboard. You know, you like to sing music? I write music. We're friends. And so you find those similarities, but then how are you supposed to connect with your customers on that level if you're not allowed to, you know what I mean? Be like, oh, by the way, I have this tattoo, but wait, you can't show them that tattoo.
Yeah. It took Ricardo forever before he saw my tattoos.
Yeah, because you can't do it unless you're off work or you're outside of the facility to be able to be like, yo, look at this tattoo, because I can't show you while I'm working.
No, I saw a chick at the grocery store the other day. I don't remember her name. I filled it, but she comes in like every day. And I was standing in line, she walks behind me, she's like, Kanbans? I was like, yeah, hey!
OMG!
I didn't know if I was supposed to hug her, or like, I don't know.
That moment when.
Yeah, right? It's just really awkward. She's like, you work at Shine Bucks. I was like, yeah, oh my god, you're blah blah. Like, I knew her drink, but I didn't know her name. I was like,
we will always know your drink, but not your name. I'm sorry.
It's a lot easier that way.
I was your Passion Tea with Splenda. She's like, yeah, that's weird, you called me Passion Tea with Splenda. And then, like, she gives me, like, a little side hug. So I'm like, okay, we're in that zone now. Cool. Whatever. She's like, you have tattoos? Oh, my God. And, like, she asked, like, the individual meaning of, like, all my tattoos and stuff. And, like, I just felt like we connected a lot more. And now when she comes in, she's always like,
it's a customer bond.
Yeah. She's like, oh, it's so stupid you have to cover your tattoos because they're interesting. They're good to look at kind of thing. You know, and how many times have people asked you about your plugs?
Oh, on the daily.
The little empty
honestly,
holes in your ears.
Yes. I get probably 90% of them say, do they make you take those out?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to close them or yada, yada, yada? And then I have to kind of explain to each person, like, no, somebody complained about me. And then apparently, you know, that it goes to show that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
I walk around looking like a burn victim.
With my arms. Your arm.
Like, do you wear that because you got burned really bad?
See, I actually, before I saw you with the socks over your arms, not like little mittens, everyone, this then part was cut off, but before I saw like the length of the sock over your arm to cover your tattoos, I actually was at the gym, and I saw this Marine working out, and I started busting up laughing in the middle of the gym, and he like looked at me, and I felt awkward, so I walked away, like didn't even like sorry, like I was just, like walked away, but he had his iPod stuffed into a rolled up sock on his arm, like to hold it there because he was too cheap to buy one of those little Velcro bands for his arm.
That's great.
So it reminded you
and
of
so
Kim?
I was like, no, it was before I even saw him.
Oh,
but I was like dying. I'm like, ah, I'm like, that's genius. That's so funny. But he literally cut off one of his socks so he wouldn't have to buy an armband for his iPod.
That's pretty smart.
He's walking
though.
Around the gym with a sock around his arm. I'm like, whatever does it for you, man.
And also, like, this whole debate is very case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
And I don't want to throw anybody on the bus because, you know, I'm not the kind of person. But when I have to cover everything up that I am, like, why in the world does Shelby and Judy walk around with their tattoos all over the place?
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought they had to cover them.
Yeah, well, don't matter.
Well, I know that Shelby wears her little sleeves to cover her rose tattoos.
Sometimes.
I've never worked with her where she doesn't, but if she doesn't, then yeah, she's definitely not
allowed. Look at my lip, I got you. Look at that.
She got in trouble for that. When she first got her lip tattooed, she got in trouble for that because she wasn't allowed to be showing customers. Plus, there was this really dumb thing where one customer complained that because she had to touch her lips with her fingers to, like, roll down her lips so people could see her inner lip tattoo. And, one, they found it was inappropriate that she showed them. Two, one customer complained that at some point she didn't wash her hands from touching her lips to going back to making drinks. So they freaked out about that. And I'm not really sure what happened from there. Like, I'm pretty sure she did wash her hands, but I don't really know. But that was the whole big thing about that, and that's where it kind of started, where you're not even allowed to show people because it became more of an inappropriate thing where, like, it was just inappropriate to do on the job. If you want to do it off the job, it's fine, but during the job, then no.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not shaving my beard. That is just, it's too far.
I think I'd rather wear a beard net.
Yeah,
I
would rather.
It's but I just kind of find it ridiculous if you're on registry and you're talking to someone and you have this beard net, and you're not touching drinks.
No,
I mean, you're not making food.
No, I'm wearing fucking Bane all the time. Like, would you like a frappuccino today? I was born in the darkness. See, so many fun things you could do, but the point is, I'm not gonna shave my beard. They can't legally make me just shave it. They're gonna give me a beard net, and then they're gonna see how ridiculous and stupid that is, because I'm gonna have so much fun with that thing.
And you know what's gonna happen, though? All the customers will be like, what? What? Like, all of our favorite customers come in, they're like, this is stupid. Right? This is dumb, blah, 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 blah.
All you have to
like,
do them is tell them you're containing the beard. you're quarantining it.
We're containing the greatness.
The beard's been quarantined from too much attractiveness.
I'll draw the hazard sign on the beard net.
Isn't the beard net just like
just
like
put
a little
bat
net?
Symbol there? Like
no, you just get some paper. Paper doesn't make that sound. Metal beard net. There we go. There's my beard net right there. See, I just... do you have anything else to say about this Alfredo? Because I'm just... It's just making me mad now at this point.
No, well, here's the big reason, too, is when you have the beard net, they say... I was like, you know, well, is there stipulations to where when they're wearing the beard net, they can, you know, not wear it if they're just standing at the register? And he goes, well, they can't be in contact with food. And I'm like, well, we don't make food. We don't handle food. We use tongs to grab food. We never normally put on gloves to grab it. We use tongs and we transfer it from the case to the oven, to a bag, like one of the two. And so I was like, you know, is there a way that they can get around that? And they're like, he's watching people and he's looking at you guys doing your job. And he goes, well, no, because they're going over there and grabbing coffee. They're still like around the pastry case when it's open. They're still unpackaging fresh food. And so I was like, so really, if you're standing at the register, no matter what, you have to wear it.
I hope you decapped his shots. I hope you decapped his shots.
He got a green tea frappuccino, and he was a very nice guy.
He is a very nice guy.
He gave us a month heads up, because he was like, I don't want to get you guys in trouble if you didn't know about it. So, here's your heads up to take care of it before I come in.
I don't know, I'm just...
That's pretty nice.
He's still the
man. Didn't he come in last time and he didn't say anything about that?
I've never seen him before.
I've seen him before.
I've seen him
before. I
don't
know who he was, but I've seen him before. He's, like, talked to Kirsten and stuff before.
But... I'm pretty sure he came in before and he just didn't say anything about it.
Exactly. I have seen him talk to Kirsten before and he didn't say a damn word about none of this.
Mm.
So I don't know. I mean, it's just like my skin does not affect your skin. And those stuck up marine wives who think that their husband's rank is theirs, think they control the world. Like, it's just like Alfredo stretched his ears a little bit. Oh my god, it's okay. Do your ears hurt? Do they? Like, next time I was like, oh, are your ears painful? Because I stretched these a while ago. They shouldn't still hurt. Like,
they shouldn't still be doing that magnetic thing where it makes exactly, you hurt right? too.
I was like, oh, does your forearm hurt really bad? Because this tattoo felt great when I was getting it. Like, my skin does not affect your skin. None of my stuff is offensive. All of it has to do with music.
And that's where they draw the line, though, with... deciding whether or not people can have certain tattoos. Because you could say, oh, your tattoos are acceptable, your tattoos aren't. So, you really can't do that. It has to be all or nothing.
I can kind of understand if I had a swastika on my neck, and I worked on a marine
base. He got it.
Yeah, like, I understand, like, boom, just swastika. Cover that shit up, bro. That's messed up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But, I mean... That's a base clap.
What did you say, Alfredo? Some naked chick riding a devil? Like,
oh yeah, that's it was like a naked chick riding Satan with like, I love 666 right now. Like, that tattoo's okay. But the swastika thing. Like, I understand there are reasons, but like, this is not hurting anybody whatsoever. Oh, the year I was born is gonna anger somebody?
It's never gonna change though, too.
Exactly. So. Like, that's never gonna change. I don't know.
It's you were born in 91? You know what? I don't like you at all. Right? I don't like... That's a bad number, man. That's a...
Circa? What's that mean? Huh? You try to spell circus?
Like, no. Did you know I hated clowns before I came in here?
You know how many people have looked at this tattoo? They're like, circa 1991. Oh, like the shoe company. I was like, no. Like, do you know what the word circa means? They're like, yeah, it's a shoe company and there's a band called Circa Survive. I was like... Dude, you're so dumb. Go to English class? Circa. Like,
Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
Google it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you. I was gonna tell you what it means.
Every time. Do it again.
Google it.
Circa. C-I-R-C-A.
Google it. Very racist.
So,
I feel like you would play a great cartoon fish, Alfredo.
Wow, I don't know that's if that's random. A compliment or...
No, like, I'm thinking of Finding Nemo, and he's like, Google it.
Google it.
My bubbles.
My bubbles.
Oh, now we're going to pay trademarks for Finding Nemo.
Just keep swimming, just keep...
Ellen Generous, we will take donations.
Actually, the people that are making Finding Nemo are putting out a new one. Of some other little videos. So, technically, if you want us to advertise...
I just want to meet Ellen DeGeneres. That's right. I love Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen's pretty cool.
I love Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen's like, we would be best friends.
I think it's because I had...
She's going to meet me and be like, I fucking hate you.
I think it's because I had lesbian moms, but I think that Ellen DeGeneres would be like a cool aunt. That's what I think.
Well, if you're going by the fact that she's very rich and very free-spirited, then yes.
And... I was going by the lesbian part. Honestly. So, Whitney, you want to close out the show?
Yeah, so anyway, make sure to check out our contest. Go to iTunes, write a review. First 20, we're going to cut it off, and then go ahead and shoot us an email at followistas@gmail.com to get entered to win. And also, lastly, thanks, Alfredo, for being on the show. Oh, yeah. Love having you.
For the second time.
Anytime.
Make sure to look forward for our new show on Monday. And remember, don't be a bitch, or we will decap your shots.